'Tis the season for summer road trip adventures. And Firestone Complete Auto Care's epic savings event with up to $100 off select services from June 6th to the 9th. Limited time offer, conditions apply. Go to firestonecomplete.com for details.
Imagine a world where your technology helps you rather than hinders you. Together, we can power your tech strategy with one platform and infinite possibilities. At NCR Voyix, we help you build differentiated experiences that make sense for your retail, restaurant, and banking businesses. Let's define the future of commerce together. Learn more at ncrvoyix.com. ncrvoyix.com.
If your small business is booming and ready to expand, you might say something like,
"It's happening!
Booyah!
Yeah!
Crushed it."
But if you need someone who can actually help protect your growing business, just say,
"Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there."
And just like that, your State Farm agent can help you get the coverage you need for your new space. For your small business insurance needs, like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
If a friend asks how you're doing, and you say,
"I'm okay,"
when the truth is,
"I don't want my problems to burden anyone."
Or you say,
"Hang it in there."
Because
if I ask for help, they'll just think I'm weak.
Then this is your sign to call, text, or chat 988 for free, confidential support. Anytime. You don't have to hide how you feel.
The WNBA Gambling Podcast on the Sports Gambling Podcast Network is brought to you by Underdog Fantasy. Underdog is offering plenty of markets in this week for the PGA Championship. So make sure you take the chance to sign up where you can't sign up anywhere else and get the exclusive deals that Underdog has on the PGA Championship. Sign up with promo code NBASGP and claim your special pick and first-time deposit offer up to $250 in bonus cash. UnderdogFantasy.com, promo code NBASGPN. We're also brought to you by the Mega Memorial Merch Sale, 15% off everything in the SGPN merch store with promo code SGPNMAY. Yes, sir. We are back with another edition of the WNBA Gambling Podcast on the Sports Gambling Podcast Network. No me, no voice, no guy. It's me, Willie Rowe, Villain Rowe. It's Rowe from Virginia here at your service. All right. So, Shakir Austin gets the baseline 10 prop, but minutes restriction and foul trouble, a lot of the reason we don't get that plus 550 for 15 minutes, for 15 points, I'm sorry. It felt like she was only out there for 15 minutes, and that's very, very disappointing. But she ends up getting there on the 9.5. I'm sorry, though. I apologize for everybody that didn't catch it overnight and got 10.5, 11.5, like... Yeah, you got to get in W. That's why it's important to come listen to this show live. If you listen to the show live, you got the 10.5 prop. You made your money on the 10.5 prop. We just didn't get the juice on the 15.5. Got it. That's what's important. So if you're listening to this and you're like, "Man, I missed the line on that." Well, just come hang out with us on YouTube. YouTube.com/NBA Gambling Podcast. Scott's doing our show. Scott, what's going on?
Scotty, beat me up.
Yeah, doing pretty well. Ended up winning the lock from the last episode. Ended up having a pretty easy winner with Alyssa Thomas over 8.5 rebounds at even money. Ended up with 11, so that one ended up working out well. For the dog, I'm still sweating it out technically. I have Jewel Lloyd rebounds. She has 3 right now, so we're going to see how she does moving forward, but I'm going to need a couple rebounds in the fourth quarter. So we'll see what happens, but I did win the lock already, and hopefully we cash the dog.
All right, let's see here. Well, I mean, we have a 4-game slate in the W tomorrow, technically. Today, for people that are listening, you know, day of, but as of recording, tomorrow. couple of rematches, couple of new games, a lot to talk about. But before we talk about that, I got to remind you one more time about the Mega Memorial Day merch sale. 15% off everything in the merch store. Promo code SGP in May. That is promo code SGP in May. Make sure you go in there and get you some WNBA Gambling Podcast gear at store.sportsgamblingpodcast.com. 15% off. That is SGP in May for that promo code to get 15% off. Yeah, Seattle's really disappointing right now.
Yep.
We'll see what this fourth quarter looks like. It is a 7-point game. Lynx are up 7 at home going into the fourth. Nekka's got 14. 14-6. The double-double's there. The 20-point game is there. So we'll see what Nekka can do in this fourth quarter. Nafisa Collier, 12-6. She's 3-for-12, though. She could have had a lot better of a game. And there goes Kayla McBride, 3-for-6 from 3. Maybe we just back McBride at home. Let's see. Let's watch how that goes. And Courtney Williams got those freaking rebounds, Scott. 6 rebounds already. She cashed a 5.5 prop. I think Courtney Williams point rebound and assist, if you have that market, like that's got to be something. The 5 points, 5 assists, 6 rebounds, Courtney Williams. All right. Let's go ahead and talk about the games that are actually going to be tipping off tomorrow, though. So, first game up on the docket, 1 p.m. on the East Coast. The New York Liberty are hosting the Indiana Fever in their game 2 of a home-and-home. The New York Liberty are open up at 13-point favorites. They are now 14-point favorites. 168.5 is the total injury report for these two teams. Let's see what Underdog has, if there's any update. I do not see any updates for this game, so can pretty much expect the same lineups that we saw in the matchup we just saw. So, Scott, Liberty Fever Part 2. Laying a whole bunch of more points at home with the Liberty this time around. Do the Fever make this close?
Just give me the Liberty team total over. Like the Fever can't guard anybody. We've talked about it. They have 100-plus points last game. I don't know who's going to be doing the scoring for the Liberty because they have so many options. Stewie might go nuts. Maybe Ionescu wakes up. They have a lot of different choices. John Quell maybe could have a big game. But Indiana can't guard anybody. And Kaylin Clark has struggled early. We thought she would, making the transition from college to the pros. And she had single-digit points last game. So I don't want to say people are selling all their stock, but let's just say that she was extremely overrated to start her career. And we'll see what happens moving forward. I think I have to lean Liberty. I know it's an immediate rematch angle, so you can argue the Fever maybe give a better effort, but they weren't even close in this game. It just felt like the Liberty were kind of toying with their food, and they still won the game by 30. So I don't mind the Liberty, but I like the team total over. I see the Liberty scoring probably 90-plus again. I don't know why that would change. So give me the Liberty team total over. I think they probably cover.
All right. I mean, there's really no point in going against it. I don't see what, I mean, maybe they get a little bit more going inside. Maybe Aaliyah Boston has a better game, but at the end of the day, you still have Breonna Stewart playing the Fever. So I think she's gonna have a solid game. I think that Sabrina Ionescu is probably gonna have a better game at home, shooting on the outside. This Liberty team's still gonna score. That team total sitting, I don't actually have a line on the team total. It's probably at what, 92.5?
Probably. Let me just pull it up.
But let me see here. Bet365 is normally quick to the team totals. Let's see what we can get there.
The 92.5 is going to be a bit too high. Should be around like 9, maybe 90, 8.5.
Team props, team totals for the, I was, well, 91.5 minus 120 on Bet365. 91.5. That's the line. I still think it's good. I think they finished 95, 96. So.
DraftKings does have an interesting option, though. They have both teams reaching a certain number. So you can get, for example, each team to reach 76.5 points at minus 115. If you'd rather take that approach.
Well, the question for that is, do you think that there's a better offensive day on the horizon for Indiana going on the road?
I don't think they can play much worse, can they?
They had
5 points in the first, 8 minutes of the fourth quarter.
If they still rolling in them charter flights, at least you know they riding cool.
I mean, I'm just looking at Indiana's numbers, and they scored less than 17 points in three of the four quarters. Got outscored 35-10 in the fourth quarter, but they shot the ball horribly. I mean, they shot 36.7% from the floor, shot 26.3% from three. I think they have to be in line for a better offensive game just because they can't play much worse than that. That's kind of how I'm looking at it. Their leading scorer was Aaliyah Boston with 12. So maybe if you want to go for a play like that, but I think I'm just expecting the Fever to not be very good. And a reminder, their win total is 21.5. So.
All right.
Under.
I'll go over in this matchup. Maybe I think the Fever score a little bit more, but Liberty still win by 20.
This Fever team is going to be bad. We thought that they would struggle early and they might figure it out. This might be taking a month or so. This might take a while.
Yeah, but they're going to be better than 66 points bad. Maybe not. Yeah,
definitely.
Yeah. All right. Next. Oh, well, do we have player props? Is there any? Okay. I have a few lines available. I see some out there. Well, I don't know how you don't run Stewie back at 20.5. She kills this team. She absolutely destroys this team. I don't know how it's Stewie against the Fever. I don't know what Indiana did to her over the past number of seasons, but Stewie always has really, really good games against Indiana. And yeah, I'm going to just take that again. So over 20.5 for Stewie. Caitlin's at 19.5 today.
Does she keep unders until she goes over?
I kind of want to.
I don't mind.
I mean, come on. Benaja Laney had her in a straight jacket. Benaja Laney Hamilton. I'm so sorry, Benaja Laney. Benaja Laney Hamilton. She had her in a straight jacket. Yeah. Yeah. I'm not scared. Let's keep going. 19.5. I think, because at the end of the day, I think she averages, maybe 17, 18 on the season. Yeah. I'm going to keep going. They still got it too high.
Yeah, I don't mind.
Aaliyah Boston really, really hurt me last game.
Do you have any thoughts on Ionescu PRA under? Because I feel like the line's too high, 28.5. She's been going under quite regularly. She had 30 in the first game. She had 15 points, 7 rebounds, 8 assists. Went under in the second game at 14, 7, and 3. Including the playoffs last year, she's gone under in 9 of the last 10, and she's also gone under in 15 of the last 20. So if you think that they route the Fever once again, her minutes might get cut. But I don't mind Ionescu under a PRA when we talk all the time about how she's not involved enough in the offense.
Yeah, I actually think this game is probably the game she gets going from three a little bit more. Like back home and with a poor defense and the Fever traveling, I think that maybe I understand a PRA thing. But I was already targeting the over 3.5 threes at plus 20 for her. I think that this is one of those games where she just catches fire from three and kind of opens up her season for herself. Let's see. Anything else you got?
She had 10 in the first game, only played 29 minutes.
Yeah, Jonquil rebounds is a good play. I kind of like all the bigs. Jonquil, Melissa Smith, Leah Boss. I think all their rebounds are pretty live.
I see John Qualls at 10.5. The over's plus 112. Double those minus 145.
Mm-hmm.
So that could be an option, but I think John Qualls is going to have a good game.
All right. Let's see here before we get to the next game of the slate. Got to talk to you about NYRA Bet. Sign up today for a $200 deposit bonus with your promo code SGPN200. Join now and claim your $200 bonus deposit just in time for the Preakness with NYRABets.com/SGPN200. Plus, you can opt in and get at least $150 each on Belmont at the Big A and Palenco on Friday for a $30 bonus. Win or lose, it doesn't matter. So, look, you're going to place the bets anyway. You might as well place them at NYRA and get the bonus. And guess what? Bet at least $200 on each Belmont at the Big A and Palenco for a $40 bonus, win or lose. $40 bonus, win or lose. Opt in at nyrabets.com/SGPN200. And you can even get an additional 20% bonus. That's three bonuses. Three bonuses all at nyrabets.com/SGPN200. You're going to spend it anyway. You might as well go get the bonus cash and spend it at nyrabets.com/SGPN200. We're also brought to you by Underdog Fantasy. NBA playoffs, WNBA, PGA championship, all that is available at Underdog Fantasy. You can simply pick higher or lower on the fantasy stats of your favorite players, like your favorite golfers, your favorite fighters, all the best stuff. Points, rebounds, assists. You can make basketball, MMA, WNBA, golf, all of that, and you can win up to 100 times your money. Available in 30-plus states, including California, Texas. Even Florida has their champions player versus player format, so make sure you use that promo code NBASGPN to claim your special pick and first-time deposit offer up to $250 in bonus cash. UnderdogFantasy.com, promo code NBASGPN. Hey, appreciate the call to action. I appreciate it. I see there's more people in here. The call to action worked. I see I'm going to have to say it a lot more often. Appreciate you all. Let's keep growing. Let's keep growing. And definitely, look, you got to get into some action early. Los Angeles Sparks are on the road going to play the Las Vegas Aces. Aces open up as 21.5 point favorites. They're down 19.5. 165.5 is the total. Injury report here. And I have Chelsea Gray is still out for the Aces. She's going to be out for some time. Ray Burrell is. I have news on Ray Burrell. Where did it go? There we go. So Chelsea Gray is out. Ray Burrell is out as well. All right, Scott. I think that there's going to be a misconception with this game. And I think I understand. Because the Mercury surprised us. And I think it was less about the Aces in that first game and more about the Mercury and that zone defense and how they really just rattled them and really made them make some tough outside shots. And that's what made it a closer of a game. It was an excellent defensive game plan. Excellent defensive game plan. I don't trust the Sparks to make that same decision, Scott. I don't trust them at all. This is a large number. But Scott, if the Sparks are really the last place team in the league, like we think they are, there's no way they're even close in this game.
In reality, the Aces should kill this team. You can argue they might even be more motivated to do so because they almost lost to the Mercury. I know the final score wasn't as close as the actual game was because they had that a bit of a run there in the last 2-3 minutes, late game free throw, stuff like that. The Aces also needed some time to adjust to life without Gray, and it seemed like it took them a little while to do so. I had the Mercury plus the points, so that actually worked out pretty well for me, but I think the Sparks are bad. Now, they were competitive at home against the Dream, did not cover, but they were competitive, and they lost that game by 12 in the end, or 11, but the point is the Dream did go on a bit of a run late. The issue is the Sparks defensively, we think, are going to be a bit rough, and offensively, they're not that good. Now, in the first game, they were okay offensively, but we've talked about it before, the Dream don't play any defense. So I don't know if that actually means the Sparks are solid or better than we thought offense, or if you're looking at them just facing off against a really awful defense and scoring 81 points. But they gave up 92 to the Dream, which means the Aces could easily score 100 and change in this game. I think I have to go with the Aces team total over again. I think they're going to score 100 points. I think the Sparks are a team that are still very, very young. And I think they're going to get their asses kicked in this game. So if you want to go based on the, I'd say, history of the Aces laying a bunch of numbers, usually big numbers, they're actually decent at covering these massive numbers. The game's in Vegas, too. It's going to be the Sparks, a young team's first road game, and they're against the defending champions. Not exactly a great spot. Plus, the Aces played at home in their first game, so there's no travel at all. The Aces really might win this game by like 25. It really just wouldn't shock me. What's the team total for the Aces, though? Because I really think they're going to walk
92 and a half.
Yeah, just give me the over. Dream scored 92 in the first game. I see the Aces doing more than that. Asia could potentially go for a 35 or a 40 piece if she wants it. Like, it's all in the cards. I'll go with the Aces.
I think you got to play Asia.
I am going to go with the over.
I'm on the over as well. I think Aces carry this total over. I think the Sparks end up doing some damage, but the Aces honestly don't care because, like you said, they're near 100. But this is why I believe we have to continue playing Asia's over. And do you remember Becky Hammon after Asia didn't win MVP last year?
Yeah.
And she was very much taking ownership of the reason she didn't win MVP. And she said it. She was like, man, think of all those times I could have left her in the game for a few more minutes, let her, you know, stat pad a little bit more, like all the little things, like those little things that they chopped up against her. And she ended up did not winning the award. Oh, Scott, it's revenge season.
How is she at 23.5 points?
She could be at fucking, they could be up 30 and they're going to leave Asia in just a few more minutes this go around. We have all the opportunity in the world to cash our props with Asia. Let's just keep taking them.
I don't get how it's a 23.5. We just saw her go for 30 in the first game. Why is this a 23.5?
Try not to overcorrect. It's fine. They don't have to overcorrect because we're going to beat them over the head. So, yeah, Asia over everything, over rebounds, over points. Like, I think she's going to go out there. She's going to get it done. She's probably in line for I wouldn't lie. I wouldn't be surprised she goes and drop another 30 piece. Like, I think she has that much talent in her, and they're going to keep going to her and keep giving her every opportunity because they want her to get this MVP this year.
By the way, if anybody's wondering, the Dream did outscore the Sparks 50-30 in points in the paint in the first game. They give up 50 points in the paint. Asia's going to kill this team.
Yeah. All right. Any other player props you like?
I thought about Kelsey Plum under assists. Even though she's now the de facto point guard, she doesn't really look to pass that much. She had 5 in the first game. I think 5.5 is a little bit too high of a number for a player that's shoot first. Kelsey Plum's still a very good shooter, obviously, but she cares more about shooting than passing. So I think she's in line for a pretty decent scoring game, maybe 3s, but I don't see the assists being there. Tina Charles, though, against this team at 21-14, so I think I have to like Asia rebounds and points. So if you want to go for that approach, you can do that too. I didn't realize, by the way, that Claren did a triple-double for the Sparks. I didn't know that.
Yep.
So maybe if you want to go for her PRA.
First time in the league, back-to-back triple-doubles and back-to-back days for two different players. So, yeah, man. The storm brought it within 2, and then now they're down 9 again. Like, Jesus Christ, man. Thought they were going to split that. Definitely thought they were going to come back and split that. All right. I'm on the other side with you. This is actually like both Jackie and Kelsey Plum's assists, and it's honestly because Asia's going to go so crazy. So it's just like you're going to stat pad assists. Like you can easily sneak a bunch of assists just because Asia is going to give them to you that fast. Like everybody's feeding her the ball down low, and they're just going to get quick turnaround jumper assists, like stuff like that. So.
I like Jackie. I think Plum's assists are not, I'm not interested in, but Jackie's, I don't mind.
Yeah, let me see. You said 5.5 for Plum. Yeah, she had 5 last game. I like both. 4.5 for Jackie, 5.5 for Plum. I like both. Think they're good to go. Let's see here. And
I'm trying to think of
I don't think Cameron, this is the game for Cameron Brink. Not today. I think this is the welcome to the league moment for sure. I think Asia gives her a welcome to the league moment. All right. I think that's about it for me in this game. Okay. Before we get to the next game of the slate, got to talk to you about Rhythm. So Rhythm's WNBA features makes it so much easier than ever to use data to bet. The WNBA all season, create custom betting models in seconds. You can get AI-backed betting recommendations, and you can become a better better in the W with the power of data. So now you got us, you got the power of data with Rhythm. You can go out there and have an amazing WNBA season. Rhythm's team of data scientists is constantly working on the back end to make sure you are getting the most accurate predictions possible without you having to crunch a single number. Don't bet the W without Rhythm. Download Rhythm now and start a 7-day free trial of WNBA, golf, and more. Rhythm available wherever you get your apps. And make sure you tap into Game Time. Download tickets without the stress with Game Time. I tell you, I can get all my WNBA tickets super, super quick going through the Game Time app. And I love the fact that they are giving you the lowest price and they have a lowest price guarantee where if you don't get the lowest price, they will credit you 110% of the difference. So take all the guesswork out of buying tickets. Download the Game Time app, create an account, and use code CFBX for $20 off your first purchase. Again, terms apply. Create an account and redeem code CFBX for $20 off. Download the Game Time app today. Last minute tickets, lowest price guaranteed.
Tis the season for summer road trip adventures. And Firestone Complete Auto Care's epic savings event with up to $100 off select services from June 6th to the 9th. Limited time offer, conditions apply. Go to firestonecomplete.com for details.
Get away with friends to the laid-back Maryland coast, where you can catch up while casting off and hang 10 while hanging out, where a day on board is never boring and full throttle is half the fun, where you can sink a putt, raise a glass, and there's always room for one more round. Ocean City, Maryland, somewhere to smile about. Book your trip at OCOcean.com.
National Outlet Shopping Day is back. Join us June 8th and 9th at Simon Premium Outlets nationwide. Score thousands of can't-miss deals from brands you love all weekend long. They've got up to 65% off every day, and the National Outlet Shopping Day deals are even better. Visit premiumoutlets.com/NOSD to find a premium outlet near you. That's premiumoutlets.com/NOSD.
Let's say your small business has a problem. Like maybe one of your doggy daycare customers had an accident. You might say something like,
doggone it!
Hi, Chihuahua!
Holy schnauzers!
But if you need someone who can actually help, just say,
like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
And get help filing a claim from your local State Farm agent. For your small business insurance needs, like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
All righty here. Yeah, you're not the only one sweating out, NECA, man. All right. Third game up, we have the rematch. The Chicago Sky going up against the Dallas Wings. Wings laying 8. 169 is total. Injury report. And the big news, Natasha Howard broke her foot. She's going to be out the next 2 months, it looks like.
Yeah,
3 to 6 weeks is what they said. So, is that what they said? Where did it go? Where did it go? No, Isabel Harrison as well. She's going to be out. Broken foot for Natasha Howard, 3 to 6 weeks. She's going to be out. Mo Billings signed a hardship contract with the Wings. So, could be seeing a Mo Billings appearance. They definitely wanted to add that size back in there. All right. That helps Chicago's case, but still going to be a tough battle because now you still have Tierra McGowan, Kalani Brown. There's a lot of bigs on Dallas where, yeah, Natasha Howard does hurt them in size, but they have a lot of bigs to replace her. So laying 8 here with Dallas. What are you doing, Scott?
I think I'm going to lean to the Wings here. I had the Sky in the first game with you. I was not a fan of the Sky ended that game. I think the Wings made their last like 8 shots. It was a game the Sky could have won. But they did look pretty young and inexperienced down the stretch where they were just unable to close the deal. I just feel like the Wings figured stuff out. I think that McCown's a serious matchup problem. The Sky really needed Cardoso last game, and she's still injured. So I do think that at the end of the day, Dallas is a more talented team. Arike was good. Good start for the potential MVP campaign because she's 25 in the first game. Point is, though, I think I'm going to lean to Dallas. They managed to get with close to this number despite playing like garbage for about 2.5, 3 quarters. So I think that they're going to be in line for a better showing from start to finish here. I'm going to link to Dallas in this game.
I'm back on Sky.
Okay.
Give me Sky plus +8, and I'm going to try the money line again. I think that Natasha Howard is a really, really big loss. What you lose from her offensively and what she's able to do scoring the ball, what she's able to do, you know, making plays for her teammates, getting assists and all of that, I think that's going to be missed. And I think that's a output that they really, really needed. And so I think that this is kind of the same script, and this is a close game. And if the Wings do pull it out, it's because Arike has a legendary fourth quarter, as she always does. And that's what I'm expecting out of this one. So I think that this Sky team is competitive. I think they're going to come out here and compete again. I think they may have a little bit better battle on the boards this time around with Natasha Howard gone, but it's still going to be tough because you still got 2'6"-7" giants in Kalani Brown and Tierra McGowan. But I think that this is still going to be a pretty good game. And yeah, give me the Sky to keep this close. They either get the win outright or they lose by less than 8. Sky plus +8.5, sprinkle on the money line. Total is at 169. We saw that. What did that finish with last game?
166.
166 was where it finished. All right. What do you like here?
It's tricky because Natasha helps them offensively, which is also a very good defensive player. So you might be expecting this guy to play better in this game offensively. I think I am going to lean to the over in this game. The Wings scored 87, and they looked completely out of sorts for most of the first half of that game. They scored 16 in the first quarter, then they woke up after that. So I think the Wings are going to be in line for a good offensive game here. I like the over. I think you're going to see points. And the total has been bet up. I think it opened up at 168.5. Now it's at 169.5.
Let's just, if it ain't broke, don't fix it. Let's just run the Sky team total back over. We got it last game. We had to sweat a little bit towards the end, but it came through. And I think it's going to happen again because I'm just going to fade this Dallas Wings defense. And Tasha Howard not playing doesn't inspire more confidence in me. So I'm just going to run the same thing that I did last game back. Sky team total over. Now it's at 80.5. It's a little tough, but I'm still going to take it. I think we're good. Give me Sky team total over 80.5.
Mother, if you wanted an interesting player prop for this game, which we'll get into in a second, do you want to guess what Angel Reese's double-double is for this game?
It was like 3-something last game, so I'm guessing maybe 2-something.
420.
Oh, really?
Feels massive. I'm not saying she's going to get there, but she did have 12-8 in 26 minutes in their first game. She had 5 fouls. So if she can avoid foul trouble, she should be getting a bump in minutes because she's going to need to. She's one of the best players on their team. But I do think you're looking at 12-8 despite a minute restriction, basically, in game one from foul trouble. 420 is kind of appealing. I mean, that's a good deal.
Yeah. However, I'm going to stick with old reliable. Tierra McGowan. I mean, there's nobody that's going to stop her. It has to be foul trouble that stops her. And I think that's the way that you like, especially if you're backing Angel Reese, is that they get more aggressive on the inside. They try to get Tierra McGowan in some foul trouble, and they try to open things up for Angel Reese to get more of those rebounds, for Elizabeth Williams to get more of those rebounds. Like, I think that's pretty much how you look at it. But I still think Tierra McGowan, 11.5. I mean, she was dominant in that game. I think you take her points too at 12.5. Like, they had nothing for her. They literally had no answer for her the entire game, and she just kind of just continued to get off. And so, yeah, I think Tierra McGowan's still in line for a really, really good day.
Yeah, I have a brief story about that. I did Adam's show with Outlier about, I don't know, an hour or two ago. I gave out McGowan over 8.5 rebounds, and then an hour and a half later, her rebounds were at 11.5.
The fact it was ever at 8.5 is kind of insane in how they don't be watching. Like, there's no reason that's, like, Tierra McGowan should never be under double-digit rebounds.
Yeah. Ever. My point is that for some of these props, we might have to take these, like, ASAP on opener, because these lines are going to fly. That's my takeaway 100%. From the first, like, 2-3 days.
100%. I agree. All right. NECA hit. She made a sweat, but she hit. Appreciate you.
By the way,
you.
Default prop. If you want to go for Angel Reese, 7.5 rebounds is plus +112. She had 8 in the first game. So, I don't mind that.
Let's see. Oh, man. She's got 18 and 9. So close to 20 and 10, man. So close. Yep. All right. We get that points prop. Good go. Another cash. Good way to start the year, man. Starting the year.
I was looking at Jewel Lloyd's stat lines of the first two games, and it's bothering me.
That's okay. 4 for 17. Happens, man. I know. It happens, man. It happens. That's all right.
I know. We're good. It's fine.
We bounce back. All right. Last game on the slate. This is going to be fun, Scott. The Phoenix Mercury laying 1.5 here at home against the Atlanta Dream. Yeah, 1.5 for the Phoenix Mercury. 170 is the total. I do not have injury news for either one of these teams, I believe.
We know Brittany's out. That's basically it.
Yeah, that's the only thing that I know, but I don't have anything else new popping up. No update on Jordan Canada as well. I'm going to assume Jordan Canada is not playing until they update us, but here we go. I don't know, man. I think we got to take Mercury.
I think I agree.
Bro,
we had the Dream in the first game, but we think the Sparks suck. That game was very close for like three quarters.
It's not even that, bro. The Mercury play defense and the Dream don't.
I was impressed by the Mercury in the first game. You figure Griner's going to be out. They're going to get killed in the paint. They were, but you figured, all right, maybe they'll lose by a lot. There was like a one possession game halfway through the fourth quarter.
They had to. Freaking every time Vegas went on a run, the Mercury responded. They played good. Like, yes, 89 points. That's a lot of points. But again, if you watch it, every time Vegas, because Vegas is so good, they're going to score on you eventually. They are that good. There's too many options. Asia Wilson is too good. But every time they went on a run, they had a good defensive possession after good defensive possession. They got turnovers, and they were able to cut the lead every single time. I think that the level of competition and how they played, I think Phoenix played better than Atlanta did in that first game. I think we have to roll with Phoenix here. This is, dare I say, this is near lock territory. I feel it's really very, comfortable very about Phoenix winning this game. Team.
They hate the Mercury because they're really bad on the road. At home, they're usually fine. And we know Atlanta's not the greatest road team, but yeah, I thought the Mercury impressed me in the first game. Tarazi looked good. The team offensively looked good. They gave up 89 to the Aces. Whatever. It's not that big of a deal. It's the best team in the league. It's fine. They hung in there on ring night, kept it close, lost the game. No shame in that. The Dream had a hard time putting away the worst team in the league. So I think the Mercury probably win this game. I think 1.5 is cheap.
Yeah, I'm with you. Mercury, lay 1.5. 170 is total.
Over.
Give me Mercury team total over.
Yeah, that I agree with.
Mercury team total over. I'm tempted on Atlanta team total under, but I won't do it. I'll just go ahead and just slide the Mercury away. I think the Mercury are going to be able to score. They're going to have a much better game and see things offensively that look a lot easier than what they did against Vegas. They put up 80 against Vegas. I think you can get over 85.5 against the Dream. So, yeah, Mercury over 85.5.
Dream gave up 81 to the Sparks. We think that team on paper can't score.
Mm-hmm.
So,
all right. Player props. So yeah, Ryan's asking the chat. Do the Dream have a bit? I'm guessing a big to eat and grab. Have to. I don't know. Whatever. It sounded.
Tina Charles
weird,
at 7.5 rebounds. That I don't understand.
I'm so bought in on Tina Charles now. I was concerned because I thought she was older. I didn't know if she was going to look great. Oh, she looks freaking awesome, man.
Yeah, looks good.
How do I not? Tina Charles, going to have, yes. Give me over Tina Charles. I don't even have lines, so I don't know where anything's at.
I do. She had 21-14 in the first game. If you want her double-double, by the way, plus 260?
That's not staying at that price.
You got to give me that. 21-14 in the first game? Yeah, I'll take that. It's a crazy price.
Like, who is the big? Who is the big that's going to stop her from getting a double-double?
Is it Cheyenne? No, not Cheyenne. Sorry, I'm confusing teams there. I'm trying to think of what the Mercury's front court depth actually is.
They don't have any. They literally don't have any. It's like they don't have an option. There's no way.
The leading rebounder in the first game was Natasha Cloud and Rebecca Allen. So they really don't have Natasha Mack, I guess. But no, they're mostly a guard-oriented team. So Charles really should eat in this game.
Yeah, and Mack's 6'3". Like, no, they don't have a big option, which is that's going to be the part that kills them all year is the fact that they don't have that big. They really, really need a big. All right. Yeah, Tina Charles is going to eat. I'm playing Tina Charles double-double at plus 260, like you said. I think Tina Charles points is live as well.
Rebounds at 7.5 is low in general. If you just want
to
take...
Man, I'm not going to lie. I'm going to continue to play Ryan Howard at 17.5 until they move her up to 20.
That's fair. She had 25 in the first game, I think.
Yeah, but I'm just going to play Ryan. I'm going to keep playing Ryan Howard overs until they move her up to 20.5. Like, I think she's guaranteed 20. Almost every single game. She's that good, and it looks like she's gone to another level. And yeah, I'm gonna constantly take. Even I don't care if it's a good defensive match, you know, a pretty tough defensive matchup, because you got Natasha Cloud on the other side. But I think that Ryan Howard is just that good, so I'm gonna continue to take Ryan Howard overs.
Yeah.
All right. Tina Charles being at 13.5 points too is insane. What is her ladder? 15 is plus 140. 20 is plus 580. How is she not? She can walk into 20 easily again. They just gave up.
That's not closing at 580. That's not. I don't know if it's going to drop.
We're playing it tonight. No, we're playing it tonight before they tank it. I'm literally getting my play together now. Like, we're playing it tonight before they tank it. All right, Scott. That's it. End of the show. Lock, dog, underdog. We're getting up out of here. And we got the people joined us. Appreciate everybody. And if you're in here on YouTube, if you're not on YouTube, if you're on X, then go over to YouTube and join us, youtube.com/NBA Gambling Podcast, to give us a like and comment, all of that. Subscribe if you have not. Yes, definitely. All right. 4 games on the slate from a lock.
I'm assuming it's going to be a player prop, if I had to guess.
I think I'm just going to take the marker on the money line, bro. Okay. -112. I really think that they're gonna go in here and they're gonna get a win against the Dream. The Dream still on the road here, haven't had a home game yet. They stayed out on the West Coast after playing the Sparks. It really didn't inspire too much confidence in me in the Sparks in the first game. And I think the Mercury inspired all the confidence in me with how tough they played the Aces in that first game. They played a lot better. Even if Diana Taurasi takes a step back like we think she's going to, defensively, they look completely different and they look way better. And I don't think that the Atlanta Dream have it in them if the Mercury make this a defensive game. So, yeah, give me the Phoenix Mercury to get it done on the money line, -112. For my dog, have a lot of player props in that with Tina Charles that I would love to just completely bet. But...
any of them you remember the jump off the page to you?
I'm gonna go Sky first half money line. Well, I don't have a lot. Wait, hold on, let me go to another book, see if I can get a line on that. And it's simply because I think that I was in love with this Sky team in the first game. Everything went very, very well in the first half. 2-1. 2-1 is that money line price for the Sky. I think that this can go the same way. I think the Sky can play really well defensively, look really, really good early in the game, and then the Wigs kind of just take over. Enrique has a really good second half of the game. So I think the Sky come back, do it again, really, really good performance, but come up a little bit short. Give me them in the first half. Get it done. Chicago Sky first half, 2-1. Scott.
All right, so for my lock on the show, I want to quickly just find what the best team total number is. It's going to be the Aces team total over. I just have to find the exact number. You have it in front of you by any chance?
The Aces team total over, 92.5.
Yeah, just give me the over. That'll be my lock. Looking at the Aces in the first game of the season, this is how you know the offense is very talented. The Aces scored 89 points in the first game. They shot 40.8% from the floor and 20.7% from three. They went to the line 29 times. So that's how they were able to score, but the point is they couldn't shoot. So I think they're going to play well. The Sparks are a terrible defensive team. Gave up 90 and chains to Atlanta. I see Asia having a big game. I see the Aces having a big game. Give me the over in that one at 92.5. I think they get to 100 in that game. As my lock. For my dog, I think it's going to be the last game we talked about. Give me Tina Charles.
God. What happened?
They choked it. We might be going to overtime.
Wow.
I didn't see who made the shot at the end, but I saw that the Storm were going to overtime.
Okay.
Oh, they fouled. Sorry. They fouled Deloitte at the 3-point line.
What's your dog?
My dog's going to be on Tina Charles double-double at plus 260. That line's insane. At the end of the day, you're looking at a team whose leading rebounder was Natasha Cloud, and that tells you that even though the Mercury were able to actually tie on the scoreboard or on the box score with rebounds, that means that they got killed by the center position because Asia had 13 rebounds. Tina Charles in her first game of the season had 21-14. 14 rebounds in the first game of the season, and I can get her to go for a double-double at plus 260? 270? It's a ridiculous line. Give me Tina Charles double-double at plus 270.
All right. Let's see. Can we get an underdog line? I didn't even check to see if the games are posted for tomorrow. Might not be able to get one. Nope, we do have lines for tomorrow. All right. Let's see here. What do we want to play, Scott? Tina Charles? I got Tina Charles higher, 12 points. Let's go ahead and lock that in.
Yeah, it feels like we got to take that, don't we?
Yep, let's go ahead and lock that in. We don't have much available to us, Scott. I will admit that.
They have Asia?
We do have Asia. We have Asia, 23 points, 11 rebounds.
Do you want to do the points? She's going to try to go for 30 anyway, right?
Yep, 23 points higher. And we can... Let's see, we can take Tierra McGowan, points higher, 12.5. We can go to the Fever and Liberty game if you like a play there.
What's McGowan's rebounds at?
We don't have a play. Okay. Just the points.
All right. I'm trying to think of what else we were tempted by for props. Do they have Angel Reese?
Only points.
Points, okay.
Only points in the night games. Okay. It's at 10.5.
Okay. I mean, she had 12 in the first game, only played 25 minutes. So that could be a potential option. Do you think Natasha Cloud also has a good game? Because you can get her rebounds and assists at 10.5.
She had 15 in the first game. Only had points for Natasha Cloud.
Yeah, okay. I'm trying to think of what else.
I'm for fading Caitlin again.
You want to go back to it? That's fine.
Yeah, I can go back to it. 19.5 is still too much. I don't think she has another 20 piece.
Cool.
All right. Tina Charles higher, 12 points. Asia Wilson higher, 23 points. And Caitlin Clark lower, 19.5 points. That's going to pay 6-1. $100 gets $600. Make sure you go ahead and use that promo code NBASGPN. All right. Scott, anything else for the people before we get up out of here?
No. Won the lock on the show for Friday's games. Have overtime. Need one Jewel Lloyd rebound. One time. Just give me one rebound in overtime and we sweep. So let's hopefully get it done.
Definitely. And pulling for a Storm win. I really need a Storm win in overtime. So let's do it. All right, Scott. Yeah, that's it for me. Make sure everybody... Hey, so many more people that came. The call to action worked, Scott. We got more people. Now we're just going to keep growing on that and growing on that and growing on that. So... Make sure you like the video on your way out. And for everybody that's listening via podcast, make sure you give us a rating and review, 5-star rating and review. Other than that, I have nothing else to say, nothing else to do, no other way to ending the podcast. Just going to end like this. We are out of here.
Tis the season for summer road trip adventures. And Firestone Complete Auto Care's epic savings event with up to $100 off select services from June 6th to the 9th. Limited time offer, conditions apply. Go to firestonecomplete.com for details.
NetCredit is here to say yes, because you're more than a credit score. Apply in minutes and get a decision as soon as the same day. Loans offered by NetCredit or lending partner banks and serviced by NetCredit. Application subject to review and approval. Learn more at netcredit.com/partners. NetCredit. Credit to the people.
Whether you're a morning person or a bedtime procrastinator, everyone deserves a mattress that works for their style. And you'll find the best mattress for you at Ashley. The new Tempur-Adapt collection at Ashley brings you one-of-a-kind body-conforming technology, making every sleep tailored to be your best. The collection also features cool-to-the-touch covers and motion absorption to help minimize sleep disruptions from partners, pets, or kids. Shop the all-new Tempur-Adapt collection at Ashley in-store or online at ashley.com. Ashley, for the love of home.
If you're listening to this, it means you have access to one of the best online sportsbooks, BetOnline. BetOnline is available in every location across the world. They've been in business for 25 plus years. They got easy deposits, lightning fast payouts, and some of the earliest lines in the business and an unmatched betting menu. Plus, they just started offering weekly cash bonuses with no rollover requirements. Get started today at sportsgamblingpodcast.com/BOL. sportsgamblingpodcast.com/BOL.